Hey, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. It's Radio Life and Style, and as we head into December and into summer, right now on a Tuesday, we're going boldly into our Bold Heart radio segment, and Sarah Swainson from Ordinarily Active is back
Good
with
morning.
Us.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm so well this morning.
We're on the rebound this morning, I believe.
We're bouncing into the week this week.
We're going to be literally
bouncing off the walls,
shining a spotlight on this thing, because well, for those who are maybe new to catching this segment, what is the thing all about? What do we do on Bold Heart?
So Bold Heart is designed to take the intimidation about trying something new. We know that trying something new and getting active, getting out there, is going to improve our lifestyles. And so I've been doing some weird and wacky things each week to take the intimidation out. So if I can go and do it, virtually anybody can do it. So we've done amazing things over this last 9 weeks, and this week is no different, but we are bouncing off the walls. I went and did a fantastic rebounding class, and really just to take the intimidation away. What happens? What can you expect? How do you get involved? Because we know if we live life actively, we must probably going to live a better life.
This is it. So literally we're bouncing now into our Bold Heart segment, and in the studio with us, a special guest that Sarah has wrangled. She always finds the most interesting people for us to connect with. And this week, Leanne Fraser is in the house with us to talk about this world of rebounding. Leanne, welcome. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio, not on the trampoline, but this is where Sarah was just the other day.
Yeah.
And being guided through, was this your first rebounding? Class,
yes,
Sarah?
Yes. I've never done. I mean, I bounced on a trampoline for much of my childhood. I mean, who doesn't like bouncing on a trampoline? But like as an adult, I suppose you get a bit more cautious. So this was my first official rebounding class as a proper adult, you know.
And was it as fun as you remembered as a child?
Yes, yes, it was. You know, it's got music, it's got a vibe, the whole class is guided through. So you start with the basic steps of getting, and as I'm talking, my hands are even bouncing, but you start with the basic steps, and it's about getting it right. It's a low impact, but a high cardio exercise, and it gets your heart going, the music's pumping, and then the lady that was leading it, Tracy, she builds on the steps, and then she, and it's so cool because most instructors will link it to music. So you know, you're getting the heart pumping, bouncing away. It's good fun.
Amazing. So Leanne, you head up Bounce Warriors, which is the rebounding space based at Warriors Studio down in the lower Bolito Village,
that's
right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so that's sort of spa building down the lower Bolito. That's where you'll find the Bounce Warriors based. And how did you get into the world of rebounding yourself?
Well, I think rebounding has been around for a while, typically overseas, and was quite new to South Africa. So we decided when we opened the studio about 2.5 years ago to get rebounding going. It's been great fun. It really is an underrated exercise. Mm. I think the concept initially was that it's for either very injured, you know, injured people or perhaps very, very old people. And I think that couldn't be further from the truth. It's a phenomenal cardio workout. But again, everyone is welcome. We do have support structures on some of our rebounders. If you are quite new to it and your balance is a bit off, we can assist you with that. But it's just a great fun way of getting some cardio in. As Sarah was saying, you know, we add music to it, we add lights, get the endorphins flowing. It's phenomenal. It really is.
So what I was really surprised about is what a great core and lower body workout it was, because it did this whole core session, and I promise you, my abs were screaming. So it's really good. It's a full body workout. So it also improves your circulation and your lymphatic system. So it really has some really good health benefits to it.
Incredible. And low impact, which is a big thing for folks that might have, as you say, there's maybe a misconception that it's only for people that are carrying injury, but it certainly if you do have a bit of a knee niggle or something like that, this is going to be one really, I want to say, super beneficial in terms of what you get out of it.
What I think is good is it was also guided. So the class is guided. It's not just here's your trampoline, go and bounce away. Do you know what I mean? So if you had it at home, you'd most probably, you know, but this is a guided class. So it's like focus on your technique, do this, do that. It really is beneficial.
So we're ticking all the boxes. Your low impact, the core strength building, stimulates circulation in the lymphatic system. And there's this word, vestibular, the vestibular system.
Yes.
What is that?
So that's your inner ear system. So interestingly, if this is could actually, and that inner ear plays a key role on your balance and spatial orientation. So with regular practice, you can actually get better motor neuron skills and improve your balance and heighten body awareness, which we know if we sit a lot in our minds. And so if we create this getting into our bodies and body awareness, that's really where we're lacking, I think, at the moment. So it's really a good exercise. And somebody said to me, oh, but you've got to have coordination. Now, if anybody knows me, they already know that I'm not the most coordinated person. But really, you don't have to have the coordination. This can improve your coordination because it taps into, this is a very big word, but your proprioceptive system. I hope I said that right? But anyway, that system is responsible for your body position and movement. So if you stimulate this system, you're going to improve that. So you don't have to have coordination. You can rock up just as you are, but this is a really way. So if you imagine a trampoline's an ever moving dynamic surface. So yeah. If your brain is active, you're engaging these systems, which is then going to be beneficial to you. So for anybody out there who thinks, I can't do this because I need coordination, I promise you, I'm reassuring you, you don't.
There you go.
Go and bounce.
Leanne, what do people possibly get wrong about rebounding in terms of, are there any hesitations that people arrive with, or they think maybe this rules me out because I have X?
I think what Sarah was touching on is probably one of the most common. There's that clients think that they don't have the coordination or they're not going to have the cardiovascular ability to be able to complete a class, which is about 45-50 minutes. The amazing thing with rebounding is that even if you are just jumping, if you're just taking it slow and you're just jumping, you're still working. You're still pumping that lymphatic system, strengthening your pelvic floor. You're still getting all the benefits of it. So in some of the classes where we might do a little bit more little movements,
yeah.
If you do struggle a little bit with that, you just keep moving and eventually it just comes. So that's actually a great, that's what's great is that it doesn't matter. As long as you're moving, you're getting the benefit from it. And what's amazing as well is that you don't need anything. All you need is yourself. There's no special shoes. There's no special, equipment that's needed. We obviously provide you with the rebounder, bottle of water, and you're good to go. It ticks all the boxes. It really, really does.
That's so cool. So are you now a convert, Sarah? Would you get it?
Yeah. So I just have a problem of time in that I have very little time left in my schedule. But if I can fit, there's potentially an evening class from next year. So I'm earmarking that because, as I said, I used to love jumping on a trampoline as a child.
Wow.
So some of my fondest memories. So yeah. It just brings back that. But yes, I really did enjoy it.
Did you find there was at the end of a 45-minute class, firstly, how did the class feel to you in terms of time? Did it seem to fly?
It went quickly. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you engage the whole time. You do you're learning the new routines. Then you do a bit of core, bit of stretching. So it's a full body workout. Going back, you can't double bounce a person on these kind of travel as you could as a child.
That's a plus.
It's perfectly safe.
And a mood boost, I would imagine. And I'm sure you
absolutely.
See a shift in everyone's vibe by the end of that class. There's a lot more smiles on dials.
I think, you look at the foundations of what wellness and what, so you're moving, which we know is a foundation. You've got a bit of music and you've got connection.
Yeah.
Now, if you put all three of those are the magic ingredients to trying to live or trying to cope with this crazy world that we live in. So if you bring those components together and you find something that you enjoy, it's very hard not to have a positive impact.
Mm. Wow. So now, if you're listening to this and if you are excited to give it a go, to give it a bounce, what's the smartest way to get in touch with you and your team, Leanne, at Bounce Warriors in Bolito?
The best way would be to contact us on our Instagram page. You can find us at LeeFit_LF. All the information for Bounce Warriors is on there. Or you can pop down to the studio. Our numbers are all on the advertised on our studio, and we generally there all morning and all evening. So, that would be the best way to get hold of us. Come and book a class.
very cool. And Sarah, from your perspective as someone who likes to just promote getting out, getting active.
Ordinarily active. You can see what we're up to. We've got some crazy things happening this weekend and really just trying to lead. We'll kind of finish the year off well. We've got a vision. What is our vision for OA for 2025? So that's tomorrow evening. If anybody's interested, just hop on our Instagram page. And that really is about, we've got a theme for next year. So it says, go boldly, live simply. And that's going to be our theme for next year.
The guiding mantra for 2025. So cool. And if you want to bounce into the new year, well, now you know how to do it with some good rebounding action on the Dolphin Coast. And Leanne from Bounce Warriors, thanks for giving us a little intro to this wonderful world. It certainly fits in perfectly with the ordinarily active mission and that goal for 2025. And Sarah, we got one more left.
One more.
Next week we'll do our final one for the year.
Yeah, so this one I am hitting the water again, and if I tell you this is going to have a lot of laughs to it. I am going for a surf lesson. And if you
that not your comfort zone, eh?
I like being in the water swimming. I like being on the water surf skiing, but riding the waves, I'm a bit hesitant about this one. So this is good because I will be able to report back to you next week on surfing.
I hope someone's filming. I really like to see some evidence. But looking forward to catching up same time next week.
So interestingly, before we go, he says, "Do you want to go on overcast day? It's you know, the beach will be a bit secluded." And yes, we're definitely going on an overcast day.
We'll go in the middle of a downpour. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Ordinarily Active, bringing you the Bold Heart radio feature on Radio Life and Style. We'll be back again next Tuesday for